This is Linda Morgan for More FM and the River. I'm speaking with James Simons, who is the organizer of the Toolbox Project. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Cool. And the Toolbox Project, it's gearing up for another year. What can you tell me about the project?
We are in our fifth campaign. I am still in awe that we're in our fifth campaign. It seems like we were on our first campaign yesterday. We provide care packages for homeless men and men experiencing poverty throughout Niagara. I saw a need for this almost five years ago, our fifth campaign, and wanted to do something about it. At the time, there was some great work being done for the women experiencing homelessness and poverty with Shoebox and Purse Project and the Pajama Project and others, but there was nothing for the men to receive on Christmas morning. I knew there was men that were experiencing poverty. I did some research and found out there was nothing available for men experiencing poverty or homelessness, no care package. So I reached out to friends on social media. First year, we set a goal of 25. We did 360 our first year. The community got behind us. Last year, we did 1,700. And the support this year has been absolutely awesome. We're off to a fantastic start. And unfortunately, our numbers are up. Some organizations that in the past have only requested 10 are requesting up towards 40, 50. So our number is up, but our support is up.
And how can people make donations? Are you accepting donations of cash or goods?
Donations can be, we have a Facebook page, and donations can be found, donation bins can be found all around Niagara region, and Thorold at Station 1 at the Fire Hall, Thorold Community Activities Group, Bolt Realty in St. Catharines. Bolt's been a huge sponsor and very helpful with this campaign. The office downtown St. Catharines, a couple of places in Welland. If people want a list, they can reach out to us. There's over 40 bins out at a variety of different places.
Okay, so people can donate both cash and goods, correct?
Monetary donations and checks. If people want tax receipts, checks can be made out to Niagara Furniture Bank with Toolbox in the memo, and they will provide individuals with a tax receipt.
Okay, cool. And what kind of items are being given out to the homeless men?
Each package contains two pairs of winter socks, winter accessories, hat, gloves, hygiene products, body wash, deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste. We put snacks in there, candy. And we try to put like a word puzzle or a deck of cards just so people can get their mind off things. Then we place them in a drawstring bag and distribute them to the various organizations and shelters across the community.
And how long will the campaign last?
We are wrapping up December 2nd, and we're having a community day on December 5th at Thorold Community Activity Group, where individuals who may not be able to financially give can assemble packages. We're going to turn the gymnasium into an elf workshop, and we're going to have food and ugly sweaters we're wearing, and we're going to just have a fun day. On November 21st, we're filling a truck at Grantham Lions from 9 to 2. Niagara Street in St. Catharines, the Grantham Lions. The Lions will be helping us, and we've got a 6x10 trailer. We're hoping to fill that up with items.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. This is Linda Morgan for More FM and the River, and that was James Simons from the Toolbox Project.